2. Knowing up from down. Once I ran out of gas twice, in the same day, in the same car. First, I stalled out in a stranger's driveway while running the carpool. Being stuck on a hot day in a car full of stinky junior high boys is not something I recommend. Fortunately, the homeowner had a full gas can he eagerly shared to facilitate the expeditious departure of our van of rowdy teens from his drive. That scant gallon got me through my whole drop-off route to the grocery store and even to my daughter's soccer match. Rushing from place to place, I made a mental note to fuel up before I headed down the highway to the radio station where I host a live radio talk show. I was about 5 miles out of town when I ran out of gas for the second time in 2 hours. Mental note number 2. Mental notes are not as good as sticky notes. In dire straits, I grabbed my cell phone and dialed my husband. But my battery was low, and the phone died before the call connected. I finally got through long enough to yell, "Out of gas near the river bridge, hurry!" My husband eventually came to the rescue, and I barely made it in time for the opening music of my radio show. If only I had paid attention to the low fuel warning light on the dash. The empty loneliness we feel without friends is a calling of our soul to satisfy a divinely inspired yearning. That kind of loneliness is like the low fuel warning gauge on our cars. If we ignore it, we will find ourselves running on empty, often at critical times. Our desire for friends is not just a superficial craving to have someone to go to the movies with or to vent to about the latest outrage our insensitive boss committed. Our longing for friends is actually a divine metaphor that God designed to prepare us for a much greater spiritual reality. Simply put, you and I long for friends because God put a craving for friendship in our DNA. We were divinely created to enjoy friends, so it's no wonder we aren't content without them. God intends for friendship with one another to fuel something important in us. To deny, dismiss, or ignore this God-created longing comes with its own kind of spiritual consequence. Aloneness makes us vulnerable to discouragement, temptations, hopelessness, and even spiritual attacks. Without relationships to help cover our backs, sound the alarms, encourage, strengthen, and speak truth into our lives, we are more vulnerable than we were meant to be. Shadowy Truths. One of the most famous gal-pal relationships in history comes from the Bible. Naomi had lost everything. Her husband uprooted her from her home and took her to live in a foreign country, where he died. Then her beloved sons died. She had no means to support herself, and sorrow upon sorrow left this woman of faith stranded in bitterness. She could not see proof of what she once believed, that God cared for her. Had it not been for the friendship of another woman, Naomi might have forsaken the hope and the future that God intended. Ruth came alongside Naomi and gave her the strength to keep moving forward. How did she do that? By moving forward with her. What once was a legal bond of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law grew into a friendship that helped Naomi.